America last, Biden's billions for Ukraine could have built a wall two times across U.S.-Mexico border. By John Binder on August 8, 2023. President Joe Biden, with help from Congress, has sent more than $66 billion in American taxpayer money to Ukraine since the start of its war with Russia. An allocation of money that could have built a border wall nearly two times across the United States-Mexico border. Since the start of the war in 2022, Congress has approved more than $113 billion in aid for Ukraine. And Biden is expected to ask for another $10 billion aid package when Congress returns from recess. Since 2022, the United States has given more foreign aid to Ukraine than to any other country in the world, according to a Washington Post analysis. The bulk of the allotted aid has gone to military contractors making weapons and equipment for Ukraine, while the rest has been used to supplement Ukraine's national budget and provide humanitarian relief. A conservative estimate by the Washington Post puts the amount of U.S. military, financial, and humanitarian aid sent to Ukraine since 2022 at $66.2 billion. Based on the Post's estimate, the Biden administration could have completed nearly two brand new walls across the United States' roughly 1,900-mile-long border with Mexico. That calculation is based on the amount of money, about $20 million per mile, that former President Donald Trump spent on border wall construction, building nearly 460 miles of wall from January 2017 to January 2021. The Trump administration had secured about $15 billion, mostly by bypassing Congress, to construct a total of about 740 miles of border wall. The remaining roughly 280 miles of wall that had not yet been constructed by the time Trump left office has largely been canceled by the Biden administration. Angel mom Sabine Durden-Coulter told Breitbart News she is appalled by Biden's prioritizing foreign borders over U.S. borders. Durden-Coulter's son, Dominic, was killed in 2012 by illegal alien Juan Zacarias Tsun, a twice-convicted drunk driver whom sanctuary state California officials failed to deport. Thousands of Americans die at the hands of illegal aliens, like my son Dominic 11 years ago, Durden-Coulter said. Add the thousands of deaths because of fentanyl that comes through our open border. All those deaths are 100% preventable and didn't have to happen. If only we had an administration that would make it a priority to close and secure our border, finish the wall, and hire more personnel to help protect our country, she continued. But the Biden administration clearly isn't concerned about our safety. They have sent billions of dollars to the Ukraine while we are hurting and more cities are overrun, and resources that should go to American citizens are used for illegal aliens. The nation's unfinished border wall, where the majority of the border remains without any physical barrier, has caused states to take on the burden of border security. In Texas, for example, Governor Greg Abbott, R., has placed a floating barrier in the Rio Grande to prevent illegal immigration. In Arizona, former Governor Doug Ducey, R., had filled in gaps in the border wall with storage containers. Current Governor Katie Hobbs, D., has since removed those containers. Since Biden began sending tens of billions in aid to Ukraine, millions of illegal aliens have been encountered at the southern border. In fiscal year 2022, alone, more than 2 million illegal aliens were encountered, a record in the nation's history. Likewise, by February, already over 1 million illegal aliens had been encountered this fiscal year. Last year, as Biden began sending U.S. taxpayer funds to Ukraine, the United States saw more than 109,000 drug overdose and poisoning deaths. Many of those deaths were a result of fentanyl, which comes through the border from Mexico after being largely manufactured in China. At the same rate as last year, the data indicates that already 63,000 Americans have died from drug overdoses and poisonings. Though the federal government refuses to track crimes committed by illegal aliens, Breitbart News has chronicled, for more than a decade, the Americans and legal immigrants victimized by those who are not legally in the country. Most recently, an illegal alien is accused of murder in Portland, Oregon. Another illegal alien, in Nebraska, is accused of starving his daughter, forcing her into domestic servitude, and repeatedly sexually assaulting her. In Bay County, Florida, 7 illegal aliens were among the 19 men arrested for child sex crimes. This should be a wake-up call for every American, regardless of their political affiliation, Durden-Coulter said. Ask yourself why a president and his administration would not take care of its own citizens first? We, our families, and the next generations deserve better. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.